8 games of hoops on a Wednesday night. Cleveland just destroyed New York. OKC just destroyed Detroit. And Anthony Davis gets a really nice game winner. We'll get through it all now. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Levi Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. Levi, Anthony Davis. First highlight, real highlight as a Maverick. With 3 seconds left, hits a tough floater to give the 38-39 Mavericks a win over the 36-40 Hawks. He overcame an eye injury in this game, finished with 34-15. Your thoughts?
I didn't think you were going to talk about this game, actually.
Nope, it was the best game.
Yeah, I just didn't think you were going to make it a big deal.
Nope, he hit a game winner. Mavericks are fighting for the 10 seed. Anthony Davis is a top player in the league. Next, Cleveland beats New York 124-105. I'm just sad as a New York fan right now. I really wanted this win because we are 0-8 against the top three teams in the NBA, which are Cleveland, Thunder, and Boston. And I really wanted a win. We're playing the Celtics and Cavs again this season. We have a really tough schedule. Well, it's Hawks, Suns, Celtics, Pistons, Cavs, Nets. So that's probably like a 3-3.
Well, which one are you regarding the Pistons as?
Pistons are the loss, I think. Or they're meaning it's like, it's a tough game.
I don't know. If Cade's not playing, I'm not convinced.
It's Hawks, Suns, and then Celtics, Pistons, Cavs. That's hard. And the last game against the Nets, rumor has it Brunson might come back, so that's nice. I think the Knicks, you could make the case, are the fourth best team in the NBA right now. And the case against them is that they've never beaten a top three team, whereas like Lakers beat Boston. Nuggets have beaten OKC. Like the people in the Knicks tier, which are like the Nuggets, the Lakers, the Rockets, those guys have had competitive games against these guys. The Knicks have not, and it makes me nervous.
I was thinking, I'm not so worried about the Knicks. Honestly, I think that when Brunson comes back and they're all healthy, they play a lot better together. I think Mikal Bridges is just, he's a little bit bizarre of a player.
Wait, when you say you're not worried, you think we could beat Boston or Cleveland? Because then we're aligned. Like that's meaning...
Celtics are a specific team to me. They're very, like I was saying yesterday, right now they seem to be a little bit, I mean, obviously not just because of last night, but I'm saying in general, they seem to be a little bit on a cold streak. And like I said, last season, it aligned very well with them to be on the up. That they coincided with the playoffs. They really were able to play very well. Like Tatum looked out of sync last night. And the Knicks getting back a healthy Brunson, like it could just be a perfect storm to create a good competitor. I think with the Cavs, I think the Knicks are like that series could be a toss up regardless. Like it could go either way, 100%.
So I'm going to repeat my question. When you say you're not worried about the Knicks, do you think they could beat Cleveland or Boston? Yes or no?
Again, I think a lot of things are dependent on the circumstance, but I think, yeah. I think that with the right circumstances, yeah, I really think so.
What's the right circumstances? An injury?
No. I'm looking at these teams. First off, the Knicks are a good matchup for Cavs. 100%. They're a good matchup, like across the board. Like,
then why haven't we beat them this season?
I just think that's just how things work sometimes. It really doesn't give me such insight into it, if I'm being honest. Like I know that like a lot of people put a lot of bearing on these things. I think it really depends on like no one's looking at exact schedules, if they're on back to backs, if they're, you know, who's on what hot streak, whatever. Like it's just very different than a playoff series. So I'm not worried about the Cavs. I think the Cavs also like have shown that they can also be hot and cold. Some games they're in sync, some games they're not. You know,
mm-hmm.
So I'm not worried about the Cavs.
So you're taking the Knicks in a Cleveland Knicks series?
I think it depends on how Brunson comes back. I think that he's really the engine of that offense. So we'll see. It depends if they also match up even. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Okay. I like it. Next, OKC beats Detroit 119-103. OKC is just destroying teams. They're on an 11-game win streak. SGA scored 33. The Thunder don't have an easy schedule. They play the Rockets, Lakers twice, and then they have an easy schedule, Suns, Jazz, Pelicans. If they win all those games, they'll finish the season with 70 wins, which is remarkable if for those of the listeners who don't realize that. It would not shock me if they run the slate, but like they should lose at some point, you'd think. The Lakers series is going to be interesting. It's two games back to back, and like that's like the matchup kind of the Lakers are most worried about in theory in the playoffs. So, and it's the 1-2 seed next time. So it's really interesting to see. But regardless, even if they lose every game, they still have 64 wins. They're phenomenal.
I saw a stat yesterday. They have the largest point differential, I believe, of all time. Don't. They have scored more than any of their opponents in totality over the season, more than 1,000 points more than their opponents in terms of point differential. That's insane.
It's nuts. And that crazy stat we were talking about the other day about how SGA is like leading everyone in scoring by 1,000. Third place is SGA if you just count his first three quarters. Like he's sitting in the fourth because his coach isn't Tibbs. And when the game's over, they could just stop. It's insane how good they are. I think we've exhausted it. We've talked about it a lot, but
I was listening to Zach Lowe though on the Bill Simmons podcast, and he was like, I think in both cases of the Cavs and the Thunder, as much as they have been talked about so much, we're not talking about them enough. Like they are historic seasons. I think that because of, like, it gets monotonous to talk about them over and over and over again, but at the same time, like it's just mind-boggling to watch them produce results like this. And also, even watching their role players, how good the pick and roll. Like I watched Isaiah Hartenstein do a through the legs behind the back. I don't know how to like keep just like granny style, like passed it through his legs to a cutting Isaiah Joe around him for a three. Like the team chemistry is just insane.
Next, Miami upsets Boston. Miami's on an underrated streak here. 6-game win streak. They beat Boston 124-103. No Holiday, no Porzingis for Boston, but they still should have won, just like an off night from them. It's one of those, like, if they don't make their threes, they're not going to win. And they made 27% of their threes. Like, they were 12 of 43 from three, and the Heat were 14 of 30 from three. And, like, that just hit, like, Boston has these games, which is why they're kind of beatable in the playoffs, is because if they could just miss their threes. I don't think it's deeper than that. Next. Spurs upset Denver 113-107. When you look at the stats, you see it wasn't such an upset. No Murray, no Jokic. Westbrook led the way, so not so surprised that the Spurs win. Clippers destroy the Pelicans. Houston destroys Utah. And Indiana destroys Charlotte. That was the NBA of the Week. I'm in 15 minutes less. I want to thank you, Levy, for co-hosting and producing. I want to thank you for listening.